The COVID-19 pandemic is a situation most Americans alive today have not experienced. It's challenged our American freedoms ranging from how we worship, work, educate, congregate, socialize, shop, vacation, and grieve. As a nation, we take pride in our capitalistic economic system. Over the last several weeks, we've witnessed 401ks lose value, the stock market crash, along with historic joblessness and unemployment applications. I applaud both sides of the aisle for getting the stimulus package out, which includes the CARES Act, but it's not enough. The long-term effects of this pandemic will be far-reaching. As states share their data on new cases and deaths related to COVID-19, the reality of American racism is being exposed again. According to the Surgeon General, African Americans comprise 35.7% of confirmed cases and 53.2% of deaths, despite only representing 27% of the U.S. population. The U.S. Census Bureau stated that the white population of Chicago, Illinois is 49% and 30% African American. As of last week in the Windy City, 72% of COVID-19 related deaths are African Americans. This is the result of over 300 years of racism, America's original sin. Bigotry has caused senseless suffering in black communities since the first slave ships darkened the ports of Philadelphia in 1684. We've been making noise about systematic racism for years, and oftentimes we're brushed off and told to stop playing the black card. Healthcare disparities among African Americans are the result of many factors. They include the lack of investment in disenfranchised communities, underemployment, food deserts, discriminatory lending practices, and hazardous living conditions. Now is not the time to change the narrative. Now is the time to hold our leaders and our politicians accountable. It's time we use our voice and our vote to demand equality. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.